Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, CBS Sports Radio, on a Sunday night. I am Sean Pendergast. Good to be with you. 855-212-4CBS, the number if you want to get in and grab a line. We'll circle back and hit some more phone calls at the top of the hour. A lot of you still wanting to get in and chat about these NBA Finals before Game 2 gets underway. We will circle back to phone calls top of the hour. But let's shift gears because it's always football season. And I would say nobody defines the term NFL historian better than my next guest. He is the founder of ProFootballGuru.com, and his content is out there in any number of places. ProFootballGuru.com, the best place to go get the work of my next guest. It is Russell Baxter, who you can catch at BaxFootballGuru on Twitter. What's happening, Russell?
Hello there, sir. How you been?
I'm doing good. How you been?
I've been good. Just, semi-preview. It's a little too early to preview the season, but it doesn't mean you can't go back and look at players who must improve, best acquisitions after the draft.
Yep.
There's some huge shameless plugs for NFL Spin Zone and Fansided. So.
Yeah, there you go. It's yeah, and you can find all that stuff there, and let's start there, Russell. Just as a purely selfish question, since I'm right here in Houston, and you mentioned acquisitions, your thoughts on Tyrann Mathieu and the impact that he could potentially have on that Texans defense this year?
Well, what's going to be very interesting about Tyrann Mathieu is the fact that from everything I've read, and you probably know more than I do, he's going to play safety this year.
Yep.
You know, when he was in Arizona, he was kind of a hybrid. It was funny. He's listed as a safety on the Arizona Cardinals depth chart. And then as far as his stats and, you know, Pro Football Focus rankings, he's listed as a cornerback. So they've made it very clear that he's going to be a safety this season. Romeo Crennel, obviously, with background in the defense with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. They brought in a corner. And what else is new? Someone from the AFC South signed someone else's player from the AFC South, which has been going on for like 2 years now. Jine Simon, Jonathan Cyprian, A.J. Boye, now Aaron Colvin. I mean, it's what's with that division down there? So
yeah.
But I was just writing it the shaky years that both Kevin Johnson and Kareem Jackson had last year. Now, of course, you also had two major pass rushers go down in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be curious to see Mathieu in the safety role. It was funny, going by the Twitterverse, Sean, I want to say 37 minutes into free agency and Houston fans were already fed up. I'm not exaggerating. My goodness. I can't believe they're not doing anything. How did they let Nate Solder get away? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you go and think about what they've done this offseason. They've kind of rebuilt the offensive line. Okay, they do have the young man, Julian Davenport, who made three starts at left tackle last year. But they brought in three new starters, in essence. And despite not having a first or a second round draft choice, they drafted 8 players.
Yeah, they've I think given what they've had to work with Russell, they've done a pretty good job at kind of I think it's going to be a 2-year rebuild at the end of the day, but I think they've done a pretty good job of getting the line back to being where it can be average maybe, and I think they've done a nice job in the secondary too.
Well, from what I was reading from, you know, the esteemed John McClain, who, you know, one of the top writers in our field, no matter how you slice it. OTAs were very promising with Davenport and Central Henderson at the tackle spots. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Only one team in the league gave up more sacks than the Texans last year, and that was the Colts. And, you know, one gave up 56, one gave up 54. So, you know, we saw the Texans, you know, Tom Savage take a beating in the first half. In week one, it kind of set the tone for what the year was going to be. So, bad offensive line play, massive injuries. It's real easy to go 4-12 real quickly in this league, despite the fact that you won the division the previous 2 years.
Yeah, no question about that. Well, especially when you lose a quarterback. And Russell, I want to talk about these rookie quarterbacks that are coming in. Let me ask you this. You know, I feel like a passing grade for a quarterback coming into the league is if after 3 years you're starting to talk about what the long-term contract is going to look like for that quarterback. You know, if the quarterback's done enough to where a team goes, okay, we're ready to make the big investment on this second contract for this guy. You know, like Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, as up and down as they've been, they're going to get long-term contracts from the Bucs and the Titans over this next year or so. So I feel like they've gotten passing grades. Maybe not A's, but passing grades. If you could, the four quarterbacks that got picked in the top 10, Mayfield, Darnold, Allen, and Rosen, can you rank in order the likelihood that each of these guys will have a passing grade after 3 years in the NFL?
I like that. A passing grade for a quarterback.
A passing grade, yep.
That makes absolutely perfect sense. You know, I think I look at the situation with Sam Darnold, and I think, there's an assumption that he's just going to go in there and wrestle the job. And I think people underestimate the job Josh McCown did last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a team that, quote-unquote, was going to lose every game. Okay? Quote-unquote, they're tanking the season. I mean, it's the Jets. It's not the Knicks, right? I mean, you know, come on. And they went out there and played very hard. Very hard for them. They had a 3-game winning streak after going 0-2. Josh McCown broke his wrist in Denver. They lost their last 4 games. They played very, very hard. Sam Darnold's got to work on something. And don't get me wrong, Josh McCown's got to do the same thing. He's more careless with the fumbles than he is the interceptions. Sam Darnold comes off a year where he turned over the ball a lot. So there's no need to rush him. There's also no need to rush Baker Mayfield. You got a guy in Tyrod Taylor who does a great job taking care of the football. And that's not being conservative. It's knowing how to hang it on football. John Dorsey came from Green Bay, and he came from Kansas City. Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, 2 guys who don't turn over the football. It's hard to improve your offense when you don't have the football. I would say passing grade, I would say Darnold. I would say Rosen. And I would say Mayfield. The only person I'm not totally 100% on how it's going to go is Josh Allen. And that's not necessarily a knock on Josh Allen, but I want to see what happens with A.J. McCarron, Sean, because he's waited quite a bit to get his opportunity after playing behind Andy Dalton for all those years. And, you know, listen, he fought like hell to become a free agent. Remember that whole mess?
Oh, yeah.
Where they had the ruling and all that stuff. So I don't know if A.J. McCarron's going to be willing to give up the job that easy. And Josh Allen, you know, the knock on him has been accuracy, so... is Josh Allen the starter by year 2, year 3? I'm not 100% sure on that yet, because you're also talking about a Buffalo team that, even though they made the playoffs last year for the first time since 1999, they have randomly changed coaches, they have changed GMs. It's been an organization of upheaval. They just went through another, you know, different things going on there with the team and so on. So, I'm going to say 3 of those guys have passing grades, and I almost want to give Josh Allen an incomplete.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying. Russell Baxter joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Russell, what part of the John Gruden year one back with the Raiders experience are you most looking forward to?
Well, it'd be easy to just to say the press conferences, but and listen, I got a chance to work with Coach Gruden when I was at ESPN. I think the thing that kind of cracks me up is how everybody is, well, he's been away from the game since 2008. He's not really up on things. Have you listened to John Gruden during the Monday Night Football broadcast?
Yeah.
During the NFL draft? During his football camps and stuff? I think Coach Gruden's pretty up on things. Now, what he might need is a program to figure out all the changes on the team, because no team got signed more people or traded for more people, and no team got more rid of more people than the Oakland Raiders. I mean, we all saw what happened with Marquette King and Michael Crabtree and all that. So it's really kind of, you know, molding the team into his image. I think it's just going to be him on the sidelines. And obviously, there's that great audio from him way back in the day of Super Bowl 37. He's an emotional guy. I mean, he always, be it with the Bucs, be it with the Raiders, I think he brings a little fire and brimstone to a team that, listen, they've made the playoffs once since 2003, once.
Yeah, and I was at the game. Connor Cook started it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been, you know, listen, everything kind of came apart last year after what? They beat Tennessee at Tennessee. They whacked the Jets. They came to Washington on a Sunday night, and they got their doors blown off physically. Derek Carr got a little dinged, and the following week at Denver, and the wheels came. And that's this league now. I mean, look, I don't have to tell you. You know, I did a series called From Last to First. We saw a couple teams go last to first last year. We saw the Philadelphia Eagles go from last to a Super Bowl title. We saw Jacksonville go from last, three wins, and a game or a win from the Super Bowl, okay? We saw long playoff droughts end last year. Bills, Rams, Jaguars, Titans. It's a topsy-turvy league. So
yes.
Could the Raiders go from 12-4 to 6-10 and right back to 12-4? Carolina's made it a living.
Yeah, no question about that. Russell Baxter joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Russell, last one. We got about a minute and a half. The drama that's been going on in New England this offseason with the Gronk and Brady skipping the voluntary stuff. Gronk says he'll be at minicamp, but you know, all the stuff, the fallout from benching Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl and all this stuff. Is this going to amount to a hill of beans during the regular season? Is it a mountain? Is it a molehill? What do you make of all the drama going on in New England?
I think it's more of an ant hill, but there's a lot of ants coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What it tells me is, though, that maybe people should have taken Seth Wickersham's article a little more seriously when that came out in December. I think, yeah. You know, listen, I'm not going to tell a company how to do things. I think the message of what Seth wrote kind of got lost, Sean, my own opinion, was the headline attached to it, doom and gloom headline, okay? If you read the piece, it just said that there's a little disharmony.
Mm-hmm.
And we have seen disharmony in the form of whatever happened with how the Jimmy Garoppolo trade went down, what happened with Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl, now these things with the OTAs and the, you know, the little hints being thrown here and there. You know, the Nina DePinta and the Santa Maria aren't all on the same port right now.
No, they are not. I like that. A nice exploration metaphor to close things out, Russell. That was strong.
Well, you know, listen, I have my Magellan moments. What can I say?
So. Russell Baxter, at Bax Football Guru, at NFL Spin Zone. And you mentioned FanSided, where a lot of your preview stuff is going up. Russell, go plug that one more time for us.
Yeah, I mean, you have a series doing on FanSided right now called Five Players That Need to Improve. And within the next 2 days, look for the Colts and the Texans. I've finished those pieces and just waiting for them to go to press. On Spin Zone, I have, you know, the top five offseason acquisitions post the draft. I did a few before the draft, Sean. Now I'm circling back and doing a lot of them after the draft. So if you follow me on Bax Football Guru, whether you like it or not, you're going to get them tweeted to you at about 2:43 a.m. Eastern time.
There you go, at Bax Football Guru, profootballguru.com as well. Hey, Russell, I always enjoy the conversation. Appreciate you making time. We'll definitely do it again here as the season approaches.
My pleasure, Sean.
All right, there it is, Russell Baxter. He is the best when it comes to just knowing the nooks and crannies of every single team out there. He's unbelievable. All right, 2 hours in, two to go. Grab a line, 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.